Joyful Thanks. Psalm 100 is a psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs and know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures for ever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Oh, what a joyful, wonderful psalm of thanksgiving and praise. Many are the things for which we need to give thanks to the Lord, well, without number. And his mercies are new, fresh, and wonderful every single day. This morning I gave thanks for my life, the lives of my own children, just as God rejoices over his children with singing. This morning I received a little devotional from my daughter, one she prepared in thanksgiving for the birth of her friend's baby, Zoe. A wonderful truth that the joy of the Lord is our strength. A glorious reminder that the joy of the Lord will fill you to overflowing. And so I share my daughter's thoughts that you may be as blessed as I. Shout to the Lord, O earth, and worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. The birth of the baby is such a joyful event. It's a great time to shout for joy to the Lord. But there will be times when your boys have had busy, full days, which means your days have also been busy and full. And other times when your girls need your attention, when shouting for joy may not come so easily. But remember that God delights in our songs of thanksgiving. He enjoys our praise and desires our worship. And as he smiles lovingly down on you, he understands that you may be able to shout with joy and sing a chorus of praise, or that maybe today your joyful song will be a weary and yet happy smile to God. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Well, John Corson helped me out with this verse by sharing the great secret of life. Shall I spill it? You do not exist to satisfy your own pleasure. You exist to bring him pleasure. All things were created by him and for him. And it's wonderful to know that each of us, like baby Zoe, was created by him and for him. And she is so blessed to be in a family, as we are. A family that will nurture her spiritually and lovingly lead her to the one who created her, and teach her alongside her brothers and sister to glorify God, to enjoy him for ever. Oh, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. When you ask, how can I get close to God, or how should I start my devotions? Go to this verse and you will find that the best way to start is with thanksgiving and praise. It is a good, simple, but sometimes a hard lesson to learn, to approach every situation by giving thanks to him and praising his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures for ever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Oh, I love this verse. From the beginning of time until now, God's goodness and love has never faltered. It's never failed. And this verse assures us that his goodness and love will continue in the same way forever. In the New King James, the word faithfulness is replaced by the word truth. I am so happy that God knows our hearts so well. We as mums and grandmas, dads and grandpas want the reassurance that our children and grandchildren will be okay, will have the same blessings as us. And God in his goodness tells us straight his faithfulness, his truth, has continued through past generations and will continue through all generations until Jesus comes back for us. Oh, what a comfort! What a wonderful Saviour we have! Oh, praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bow down before him. The Lord is his name. Praise the Lord. Praise God our Saviour. For each day he carries us in his arms.